USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Russia-Ukraine crisis remains front and center of mind for the U.S. and its allies.
While attending the Munich Security Conference, Vice President Harris said they've seen Russia do this type of thing before. She said this to Ukrainian President Zelensky.
The United States takes seriously the importance of the integrity and the territorial integrity of Ukraine and your sovereignty. And the United States stands with Ukraine.
She also said there would be a swift and united response if an invasion does take place. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For the first time since the pandemic began, Australia will reopen its borders to international visitors on Monday. Its citizens and residents have been allowed to travel in and out of the country. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most, finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
One police officer is dead, another was injured when the helicopter they were traveling in crashed near Newport Beach, California. It happened Saturday evening. The Huntington Beach Police Department said the officers were responding on an incident when the chopper crash landed in the water. Chief Eric Parra announced that 44-year-old Nicholas Vela, a 14-year veteran of the department, died.
The Huntington Beach Police Department and the law enforcement community have lost an officer that was truly dedicated to his job, that was doing what he loved doing.
Vela is survived by a wife and daughter. The second officer, a 16-year vet with the department, is in critical condition. The crash is under investigation. The Winter Olympics ended with fireworks above the host city of Beijing. This is the second overall Olympiad that took place during the pandemic, with COVID restrictions strictly enforced by the Chinese government. The Winter Games will return in 2026 from Milan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
For the first time in more than 3 weeks, the streets of the Canadian nation's capital is quiet. A heavy police presence has taken the place of a trucker convoy in Ottawa. The protests were against COVID-19 protocols like vaccine mandates. Police say they are in the process of towing vehicles from the downtown core and urge everyone to avoid the area. As of late this morning, nearly 200 arrests have been made and more than 50 vehicles related to the protests have been towed. A rodent infestation at a regional warehouse has prompted discount store chain Family Dollar to recall a wide range of products, including food, cosmetics, and medical devices. The products were sold between January 2021 and February of this year in stores across 6 states, those states being Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Missouri, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Concerns about the infestation has led to the closure of the warehouse, which is located in West Memphis, Arkansas, and more than 400 stores. Renting is coming at a premium. According to a Realtor.com analysis, across the 50 largest metro areas, median rent for properties with two or more bedrooms rose more than 19% between December 2020 and December 2021. Miami saw the biggest jump with a median rent of $2,850 a month. That's nearly 50% higher than the previous year. More news anytime, log on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.